Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, the writer is summing up for the Jews, the Hebrews, the story of Jesus. That's what the book of Hebrews is about. You have two parts of your Bible. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. In the New Testament, we realize that there were religious people that believed in God, followed the ways of Moses, but could not grasp the ministry of Jesus. Jesus was the culmination. He was everything that the Old Testament pointed to. But because they were so confused about their own religion, they couldn't receive the Son of God. And so the writer writes to the Hebrews, just extolling and explaining and talking about Jesus. So you need to read the book of Hebrews, and if you have a little bit of an understanding of the Old Testament, the book of Hebrews will give you just like a synopsis that the whole story is wrapped up. As a matter of fact, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, just goes through different characters from the Old Testament and talks about their faith. It's like the faith chapter of the Bible. But it's talking about Jesus. It's trying to explain to the Hebrews what all this Old Testament form and program, all of these things that were physically done, were pointing to a spiritual time with Jesus. Do you understand? That's what the book of Hebrews is. So we're going to go right into the 9th chapter for just a moment, and I'm going to talk to you about it. Then I have a little visual aid for you to see this morning. I'm going to carry out a big picture of this. Then the guys will carry it away, but I want you to be able to get a mental image of what we're reading about. In Hebrews 9, verse 1, it says, "Now the first covenant had regulations for worship and also an earthly sanctuary. A tabernacle was set up. In its first room were the lampstand, the table, and the consecrated bread. This was called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a room called the most holy place, which had the golden altar of incense, the golden covered ark of the covenant. This ark contained the golden jar of manna." Everybody say jar of manna. "Aaron's staff that had budded." Everybody say Aaron's staff. And finally, the stone tablets of the covenant. Above the ark were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the atonement cover. We cannot discuss these things in detail now. So in the 9th chapter, he brings this idea of the tabernacle, the sanctuary, and he describes parts of the furniture in the sanctuary, and he talks about the Ark of the Covenant and this atonement cover or mercy seat and the cherubim. He said, we can't talk about all of that right now. What I want to talk to you about today is your testimony. God is building your testimony. He has not failed you. He has never left you. He never forsook you. And you may feel like you're in the dark and you may feel like he's gone from you, but when you come out of it, you will look back and say, God was with me, and you will have a testimony that God did a thing. How many of you know that God has reserved his omnipotence for himself? You will never be able to do it all by yourself. And don't fret about the name of our church being Grace Place and think, well, we ought to move past this. No, you're always going to need grace. You're always going to need God. You're human and he's not. He made you like you are. Don't curse yourself. Don't curse your sexuality. Don't curse your mentality. Don't curse your past. God brought you to this place today so that he could show, this is a testimony of what I can do. The first song we sang today was, he can make beautiful things out of us. Tell somebody, you look beautiful to me. Go ahead, tell somebody, you look beautiful. He made something beautiful. You are beautiful. Okay, so now, I got to make this very plain so that you understand. In this tabernacle, the very center, the heart of it, the place of focus was this Ark of the Covenant. But I want to go back to the book of Exodus where it's first introduced. Exodus chapter 25, please. And in just a moment, I'm going to show this to you, and it's a beautiful picture. Some of you have never seen my chart, and I'm going to have them bring it out and just stretch it out in front of you. Exodus chapter 25, please. Exodus 25. And in Exodus chapter 25, God is describing the furniture and its dimensions, each piece of furniture, what it's to be made out of. And here in chapter 25, he talks to Moses about the ark. Everybody say the ark. We call it the Ark of the Covenant. That's what the verse just referred it to. But I want you to see in verse 16, after they build this ark, God said to Moses, Exodus 25:16, then put in the ark the testimony which I will give you. Moses, I'm going to give you a testimony, and I want you to put it inside the ark. Does that make sense? So there's a piece of furniture. It's a box. And what you're going to put inside that is the testimony. Look at 22 for just a second. I'm not going to go on about this, but it says, there above the cover, between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony. Everybody say the ark of the testimony. I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites. So this ark is a special place. God said, I'm going to meet you there, right there. And I want you to put something inside of it. When I give you the testimony, he hadn't given it to you yet, but when I give it to you, I want you to put it in the ark. I declare to you today, Joel 2:28, a moment ago, I got there. You are the ark. You are housing the Spirit. You are the chosen person. He didn't leave anybody out. He's going to put his Spirit on everybody. And that's this body, this physical, this church, wonderful church. I love our church. I wouldn't go to another church. If I lived in the Twin Cities, I would break my neck. Oh, Terry broke her neck. I would, got to think of something else to say. I'd do whatever it takes to get here. I love this church. But it's not about the building. It's what's happening. It's the God in the building. Do you understand? So it's not about the person. It's not about the preacher. It's the Spirit of God. That's what people are looking for, right? Okay, guys, tell them to bring that in here just a minute. Because what he did, Moses followed the direction of God. We're just going to do this for a minute, so focus and take a good look at this if you haven't seen it before. Walk on in here. All right? Okay, stand still just right here now. So stretch it apart. That's better. So this is what he was talking about. These pieces of furniture and this tent. This is just a small picture of it. This is laid out this way here. So that tent, this is the veil that separated the Ark of the Covenant. Do you see this piece of furniture? This was called the Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of the Covenant. How many of you understand right now? You get it. It's not the bank. It's what's in the bank. It's not this shell. This doesn't make me who I am. It's what's inside me that makes me who I am. Get this now. It's not the church or the denomination or the name. It's the God that's in the church. Ron brought, it's the Jesus that we glorify. That's the point. And so all of my life until about 2.5 weeks ago, I was so very interested in this Ark of the Covenant, this Ark of the Testimony. I didn't realize, Jonathan, that's not the point. The point is what's inside there. That God said, I'm going to make you special. I'm going to call you my own. But what I'm really talking about is what's inside there, your testimony, what's inside you. So this is the Ark of the Testimony. He said, I'm going to give you the testimony, put it in there. And then before the chapter is out, he calls this the Ark of the Testimony. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So here's the deal. God said, put the testimony in there. The testimony was the stone tablet that God wrote with his finger on and gave Moses the Ten Commandments. He said, Moses, when I give that to you, put it in the ark. So he exalted his word above the form. There's something more important than the building, something more eternal than you or me. His word, put that in there. You are in a word church. I'm not trying to put denominationalism in you. I'm to put the word of God in you. I'm to preach Jesus to you. So that when you go out of here, you don't have an argument against other denominations. You have a belief in Jesus, and it makes you love everybody. There's a conversion going on in our church. A major thing is happening here, because instead of us talking about the ark of the testimony, let's talk about the testimony. Let's talk about the word that's in there. Let's talk about the time when God spoke to you or touched you with his finger and wrote on your heart. That's why you're here today. I wish I'd have been more faithful. I wish I had a straight line graph from the time he talked to me. I'm up and down and everywhere, but you know what's faithful? His word stays the same. Hallelujah! So he said, take the word and put it in there. David said, your word have I hidden in my heart so I won't sin against you. I'm not asking you to read your Bible so that you get a little pin at the end of the month for reading so many verses or chapters. I'm telling you, sit down with your Bible and read the book of Hebrews. Read the Gospels. Read about Jesus. If you want to start somewhere, start with the Gospel of John. Read the book of Hebrews. Read about Jesus until you realize what he's doing is he's putting himself in me, because he is the Word. He's the Word. He's the testimony. If you're going to testify, it's going to be about him. God, this is making me crazy. I'm preaching myself happy today. I don't know how you feel about this, but this is a big deal, because I'm telling you, when you get in trouble and when it is dark and you don't know what to do, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a God who will wake up a spark, something in your spirit, and remind you, I've been here before. You're not the first person I carried through this. I'm going to carry you just like I can. If he did it before, he'll do it again. If he did it back then, he'll do it now. I got Jesus inside me. People think I'm crazy when things are going wild and bad. Why aren't you sad? Why aren't you nervous? Why don't you? Because we've been here before. I got the word in there. I got his word inside there. And it comes out at the most wonderful times. When I'm in trouble. Huh? And Andre Crouch said, if I never had a problem, how could I know he would solve them? How would I know what faith in God would do? But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Listen to me. And you say, well, Pastor, you got this faith and, you know, you're just a preacher. No, I'm telling you, he's building your testimony. And I had several calls last week. Terry will be my witness. To people who said to me, Kathy Paradowski sitting right here on the front row, because Ray fell and broke his wrist after I preached this message, and said, I'm tired of testifying. I don't want more miracles. I don't want to testify anymore. I've gone through enough. I don't want to go through anymore. I got a good testimony. I have enough testimony. I got enough to testify right now. I don't have to go through any more problems. Thank you, Jesus. No more miracles. I don't want to need another miracle. Somebody help me. I don't want to need another one. Oh, we don't see miracles like we used to. Thank God. I hope you get my drift. Because some of you might need one. Terry needs a miracle. We need a miracle. I need a miracle. I need him all the time. So he said, build this piece of furniture. Make this thing. And he has made you. He's given you your form. He's given you your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. The shell of who you are I left this morning. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning and left. Terry, do you see my handkerchief? I did a wedding yesterday in Indiana and drove into the night into Chicago this morning and flew from Chicago home, got home this morning. And I remember when I could stay up all night and party. Now if I get up just a little too early, I'm exhausted. This old body don't want to do what it used to do. And so the old idea that the Ark of the Covenant was the focus, that's not true. I'm not the man I used to be. And neither are you. And I can't tell you how sometimes my mind and my focus was all on the outside, on my delivery, on how I looked, how the church, and it's all, man looks on the outward appearance. Help me, somebody. I'm preaching to you a deep revelation that this God of ours designed the tabernacle, and I lost my focus and thought about the furniture and all the represents and all of that, and it's all good. But the truth of the matter is the value was in the testimony. It's what you put inside there. He said, I want you to put my word in there. You put my word in there. And we read in Hebrews 9 that the testimony, the Ten Commandments, what God wrote with his finger, one thing. Aaron's staff that budded, that was another thing with it. And then the pot of manna. So three very important things went into the ark. I'm going to preach about that. God help me, God willing, the Lord willing. I'm going to help you in the next couple of weeks talk about these things. But I want to tell you today that when Jesus spoke, this shell of a man, how many of you know he died? How many of you know Jesus died? How many of you know his flesh was just like yours? How many of you understand that the shell was not the point? It was what was in him that made him what he was. When he spoke, he said, I only say the words that my Father gives me. You want to know why he was 100% successful? It's because all that came out of him was God. And there are times when we got to root around to find God in you. We got to do some serious work to get God to come out of some of y'all. It's the truth. So the difference between Jesus and me is not the difference of the power of God in me. It's how often I let him out. And if you will worship, if you'll worship, if you'll rest, if you'll focus on Jesus, you'll be amazed at the other words that will come out. Of the other things, the fruit that will come out of you. Because what he wants to do is plant himself in you so that if somebody pokes you in the middle of the night, grace will come out. So it's dripping off of you. So what's on the inside of you is Jesus. And tell me, I need a big amen, tell me that isn't the battle. The battle is to focus on Jesus. Let Jesus live in me. He's already poured. Listen, he said, I'm going to pour my spirit on everybody. I declare to you that the worst person you know by times is in tune with the spirit. I want to lengthen my up times and shorten my down times. I want to walk in the spirit. I want to think like he thought. I want to go through enough that I'm compassionate on people. You know, there are people who think, well, I can't feel that. I'm not compassionate. I don't have empathy. I will tell you what, you will. You just hang in there, baby. You'll have enough stuff. Don't be trying to correct everybody else's kids till you had some. You better lay off everybody else's teenagers till you got some. Come on. Come on. You better be careful, because God will let you know just how it feels to feel hopeless. And build a testimony that when you had no strength, Christ died for the ungodly. Even the youth faint and grow weary, but they that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. I'm telling you, from the ashes, from the darkest moments, I've watched people. I watched you, Jane. I'm watching Terry. I'm watching myself. I'm seeing some of you go through stuff. You realize God's raising it up. And I want to tell you something I saw with my own eyes in South Africa. God is moving an entire nation. There's a nation that was birthed and wrecked by apartheid. And something has happened in the heart of those people and that freedom that's coming to them. And for a white man to preach in an all-black church in Africa is a big deal. And those people are saying, would you please come preach? And I'm going, yes. You know what's happening? There's healing. He's making that thing right. He's going to, out of the ashes, out of the darkness, out of the madness, the songs of deliverance, the praise. That's why you are going through what you're going through. He's not punishing you. Somebody say amen. God doesn't punish us. Jesus bore the iniquity of us all. Put Jesus in the equation. Help me, Ron, because people are confused. They think, well, Terry fell. What'd she do wrong? Nothing. She fell. Sometimes it's when you're doing the right thing. Somebody help me. People think Jesus bore our sin. He took my punishment upon him. The stuff you're going through is called life, but it's God that makes you joyful and celebrating, and out of that comes a testimony. So today, I preach to you that the Ark of the Covenant, you are him, you are it. That's you. You're the house. But what's inside you is more important than the clothes you wear. What's inside you? We need to tell our teenagers this. We need to tell our children this. We used to tell our girls, what's more important than being pretty? Being nice. God, fill us with your spirit. Give us a testimony. Instead of focusing on what's bad, let's focus on what God brought you through. Would you stand with me, please? I'm going to tell you how important you are. I want you to understand. Listen carefully to me. Do not force. Don't go out of here thinking, well, I got to go tell everybody everything I know about the Bible. I got to be a testimony now. No. But understand. Boy, I hope you get this. God, help me right now. That when you speak a testimony from the Lord, it touches the Spirit of God that's already in that person also. And there's a witness in their spirit. There's an exchange going on that's beyond religion. It's beyond your Bible study systems or your lessons or all. It's beyond that. When the Spirit of God that's in you testifies, the person who may not seem to be a believer is affected by your testimony because he's poured his Spirit out. And inside everybody, no matter how bad the shell looks, there's a work of God going on right now. And the people you think are the worst are going to come out with a testimony. Come on now. There's talk. Talk is on this church right now. Talk. Talk.
You know about my daughter. When she turned 13, she became atheist. And I went to pastor and I said, I need help. And he said, hang on, it's a bumpy ride.
Listen to this. Tell her. Tell her.
After a while, she became agnostic. Maybe there's a God, maybe there isn't a God. I kicked her out of the house. She joined the Navy. She's now in the Navy. Yeah. Aboard the carrier Nimitz, she broke her ankle. If she had not broke her ankle aboard the Nimitz, she'd be right now in the middle of going to Guam, where it looks like we may do something very nasty. If she hadn't broke her ankle and still been on the Nimitz, after 3 months, right now she would have been in Key West when that storm hit.
Right now.
That was her. That's where she was going to be. Just now, here's a lady, the love of my life, atheist, agnostic. She just texted me, I'm going to church.
Does he know about the other? Let me just tell you, I know a couple things that Craig doesn't know. Just going to leave it that way. Because, come on, Dorothy, come on, Come here. And so, no, don't be sorry. Be seated for just a minute. Take a breath. You just took a breath. We're 2 minutes after 12. We can survive this. Just be seated for just a minute. Everybody say, good morning, Glory. Good morning, Glory.
I can't really explain it, but I know this one thing, that God is just stirring something up in me that is really fantastic. And I was sitting in my living room, and the thought came across my mind. First, it was, I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to say it. And my daughter said, well, Mom, maybe you shouldn't say that to the church. It was, what in hell are you wearing? And the Lord began to talk to me about the things that I put on that is not of him. And he's not talking about physical stuff. He's talking about the fear, the worry, all those things that he has taken care of. And you know how sometimes when we're walking down the block and we see somebody who's may not be dressed according to our standards, and we think, Lord, what in the world is she wearing? What was she thinking this morning when she left the house? And I thought to myself, what in the world am I thinking when God has given me every tool that I will ever need to survive in this world? Yes, the battle has already been won.
Yeah.
But sometimes I forget to remember that he has won it. But he has left me some tools. And I'm going to read the tools to you. It's a shame you got to take off your glasses to read. In Ephesians, he talks about the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, his truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking a shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What in the world are you wearing? It struck me so hard, and I thought about it. I said, Lord, you have done so much for me. Technically, I should not even be believing in you right now, but he is my only hope. And sister friend, I whispered in your ear, I want you to know I feel so strongly saying this to you. You may not feel like you have all this on right now and that you are a warrior. We're looking at the outward.
Yeah.
Inward,
yeah, in there.
You are his warrior.
That's right.
So when you get up every morning, don't look at this. Don't look at the neck brace.
Yeah, yeah.
As a man thinketh, so is he. As a woman thinks, so is she. You get up in the morning, you look in that mirror, and you say, by his stripes, I am healed.
Right.
I am a warrior.
Right.
And you tell yourself that until you feel it from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, because when I see you, I see a warrior.
Amen.
I see God's child. You are a warrior, and this thing, this too shall pass.
That's right.
I believe it.
I believe
His word.
That's right. All right, now stand with me, would you? So He's working on your testimony. That's what He's been doing all the time. He hasn't been putting you down. He's been bringing you out. He's been giving you reason to praise Him, hasn't He? Hasn't He? That's what He's doing. He's putting it inside you. Father, we thank You today because You're making sense out of all of this. It just starts to make sense to us. You, oh God, are in control. Nothing can escape Your eye. You see it all. You're doing a mighty work in Your people. And we're going to testify of Your greatness. You're going to have a testimony on the earth. There's going to be faith. And we thank You for that. We thank You for what You're doing. And we say to You, go on, work on, build on, do it, Jesus. You do it, because we're going to come out as gold tried in the fire. And I thank You for it. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.